Hey everyone, this is Off the Wire, and I'm your host, Anthony Kent. And today we're going to be covering, in the future, will the IT manager role be obsolete? And some people are going to be upset about this comment, but I'm going to say I absolutely hope so. And we'll talk on to that. So one, this isn't a knock on IT managers. I have a lot of friends, a lot of colleagues that are IT managers. I used to be an IT manager. I guess what this is a knock on is really on senior leadership for not having either a vice president or a C-level IT representative. And we'll go into that as well and why they should have that. And the last part of the podcast, I was going to talk about why my partner in crime, John, isn't here. And at the end, I'll discuss that for those that are wondering. And just wanted to let everyone know, so the podcast, we're on Apple, Spotify, we're really on, I think, every podcast channel, and we're also now on YouTube. So if you want to see I don't know who'd want to see my mug, but if you want to watch the video, hit up YouTube and you can see a video of this podcast. So moving over to the main content, so what does an IT manager do? And they do quite a bit. They oversee the implementation and maintenance of IT systems. They can manage personnel, they manage budgets, they oversee the day-to-day operations, they have security and compliance under their belt. Some of them can even take on user training. They got to work with vendors, so they got to have those partnerships with the vendors or maybe sister organizations, and they got to align with kind of best practices. And then the help desk, they're in charge of the help desk and making sure all the users at their organization are happy with the department. So if you were to just summarize that, it's really, they're there for the day-to-day operations, that's what they're there for. So moving on to like vice president of IT or a CIO, some of the things that they do, they look at the overall strategic direction of technology. They look at annual and quarterly plans, and they also look at long-term planning, like a 3 to 5 year plan, so for like, at Fort County EMC, our organization, we have the IT department has a long-term plan along with co-op, of course. So that's something that, that C level or that VP level, helps bring to the department. And I'll say this, I know some IT managers might be doing this, but if you're looking at what the roles are supposed to be, that's kind of how it goes. And so anyways, really the key difference is the CIO or the VP of IT, they're looking at long-term and, they're looking to help enhance internal efficiencies with technology at their organization versus, the VP of IT or an IT director, they're looking at the day-to-day operations. I do expect in the future to see more and more organizations have that role, the vice president or the CIO level, have a seat at the table. And I know of two people that have become CEOs that were in the IT, an IT position, one in Indiana and one in South Carolina that's currently a CEO. So that's, that's kind of new, before you would only see typically, and this is still the case. I still think this is the case. Typically the feeder for a lot of CEO positions is either someone in like finance or engineering. But I think for IT, I think you're going to see that trend continue to grow, and it should grow. Because IT, we really have a leg up on all departments because we have to know a little bit about each department. And I think what separates kind of the one of the things I think that separates, a decent IT department from one that's, excelling is knowing, how the company or the organization runs. You need to know the business processes. If you don't know the business processes, you're not going to be able to help use technology to help streamline those or make them better. So for those organizations where they don't have a CIO or VP of IT, I mean, there's a lot of things that a lot of pitfalls they're going to run into. They're going to have a lack of strategic direction when it comes to technology. They're going to have inefficient use of resources. Technology, a lot of what it does, one of the key things it does is it just makes everyone at the company more efficient. If you don't have someone, a CIO or VP, talking to the other senior staff or senior leadership and the CEO, you're going to miss out on those conversations on how, IT can make that department better. Security vulnerabilities, that's a big one. If you don't have a seat at the table, with senior leadership, they're just going to want things to work. I do think, Well, with the electric co-ops, I do think the NRECA and our statewide organization that I fall under, NCEMC, I do think they're making it known to the board and to the CEOs that, you know, cybersecurity is of the utmost importance. But, you know, if it weren't for that, you know, really just I think the leadership is just going to make sure everything works. And I still think there's a gap. If you don't have someone at the seat, like, it just, you really need someone at the seat to stress the security of for the organization. Limited innovation. So, you know, these CIOs and VPs, like, they're looking at ways to innovate with technology. And, you know, one thing I'll bring up, you know, is for the people at electric co-ops listening, the NRECA Tech Advantage, you know, that used to be a lot with, you know, people, and it still has a lot of this, but like right away and operations and engineering and stuff like that. But more and more, it's becoming an IT conference. I mean, no one wants to say that, but technology is really dominating the conference. You know, that's another reason why you need to have someone at that C level or VP level, you know, at the organization. Difficulty in technology integration. I mean, it's, you know, unless you're hiding in a cave, you're going to be rolling out more technology. And, you know, you need to have someone up front in that conversation. Now, I know all this is possible with IT manager, but I do think it hinders, you know, them just not constantly being part of the conversations of senior leadership. And then just poor decision making, you know, if they have the absence of a CIO or VP, you know, when they're making a major decision, you know, they're not going to have that insight. So I think that's pretty important as well. And then I would say probably the last item is really just like compliance and regulations. So, you know, there's HIPAA, there's PCI, there's several things that, you know, so for my education, I went to a community college and then transferred for 4-year school and then got my graduate degree. But even at the community college level, like, we were learning about, you know, compliance and regulations that we need to abide by. So I'm not saying, you know, other leadership won't know about that, but they really instill that in the education of IT folks. So, you know, I think we're a little more aware, especially when it comes to information technology and regulations. So with covering all that, it's really not the IT managers. Like, I'm not trying to knock them. It's really, you know, it's not like they have a say in the matter. I'm sure if they had a choice between being the IT manager or a CIO, you know, obviously they'd pick the latter, but it's really just the leadership. It's the senior leadership. They need to know that IT needs to have a seat at the table. And, you know, so I'll say this for those that are, you know, IT manager, IT director, and I know some of you are already looking at all the strategic stuff that I covered, you know, but I'll say this, if you're not, you should be. You know, it's kind of like those one of the things, you know, if you want a job, dress for the job. So with this one, you know, even though you may not be a vice president or a CIO, you know, act like you are. And, you know, if you work in an organization where, you know, they frown upon that, or, you know, they kind of squash you looking at the business process and stuff like that and trying to improve them, then you probably need to find another organization to work for, you know. And the other thing I would like to see, you know, I really feel that we need to see a lot more of our brethren and sisters in the IT world at the CEO position. And I hope that folks understand how powerful IT is and how much we are involved in all of the other departments, even operations. We're involved with operations. We're involved with engineering, finance, every single department. You know, if I were looking for a CEO position, yeah, I think it would be pretty ideal, you know, that the person's well-rounded and knows about how the organization works. So anyways, with that, you know, I think it's important, you know, that IT, that we know the business processes, and then, you know, we look to enhance them, and that'll help set the stage for more of us to get in that CEO level position. So, you know, I know some folks don't want that position, and I can understand why, but regardless, it'll just make your organization a better one. All right. And now I'm going to touch on my partner in crime, John. So I'm sure there's some people out there that are disappointed. John is definitely a very talented individual. He's a better speaker than I am. He's better at editing podcasts. He's better at doing just quite a bit anyways. And I appreciate the time that I got to work with him, but, just, I'll kind of summarize it from my perspective, what happened. Hopefully I don't get anything wrong. Basically, you know, John grew up with his father doing a sign shop, you know, grew up doing that. And, anyways, he, you know, was doing cybersecurity, and he was always doing a little bit with signs, but he opened up a shop, and it has taken off, and he's gotten so much business. He's been working around the clock. Sure, he's working 10, 12 hours, if not more, a day. And matter of fact, if you see him on Facebook, like, you can see all the signage he's been doing. He's probably done a year's worth of work in a couple months. It's kind of amazing. Anyways, that's kind of taking precedence for him. And, you know, who's to say he might, you know, join us again on the podcast. And I know cybersecurity always has a place in his heart, and he still has John Watkins Consulting. And if you need any cybersecurity help, I'm sure he would be there to help you. So, you know, feel free to still reach out for him for that. But anyways, he's doing the sign business. And matter of fact, I saw a video where his daughter is working with him. So it's kind of I think she's working there part-time, but that would be, I can't imagine how awesome that would be to have one of your kids working with you. So anyways, we're going to wish him the best. Hopefully we'll still talk to him here and now. And unfortunately you all are stuck with me. So, anyways, just want to explain that. So anyways, just remember, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, on YouTube, and I appreciate everyone's time for watching. Thank you. Bye.